And we're back here at the Castle Hill RSL, where we have Super T and we also have D Minor joining us for this exclusive interview. Now, I'm going to ask, I'm going to start off first of all. We've got Jason Sotteris, who's the founder of Super T, and we also have D Minor, who loves and supports Super T as well. So, D, why do you like Super T so much?
I love the cause. I know that it's a very, I love anything that can help, that helps other people. I know there's a lot of struggle in this world, a lot of people that go through a lot of ups and downs. So being able to have an avenue that someone can relate to is super important. So yeah, I feel like that's, if it's a good cause, I love to support it. Yeah.
Great. Now, Jason, I want you to jump in and just explain what Super T is about, what are you doing, what's this journey you're on, etc.
Absolutely, and thank you so much, guys, for having us on and for you to be here today. It's absolutely fantastic. It's a great atmosphere. Yeah. Big thanks for you to come out today. And yes, the reason why we're here is to get this new medical garment, which we're calling the Super T. It's a medical garment disguised as a superhero costume. And we want to get these to the children around Australia and children's hospitals everywhere for free. There's like D-Miner was saying, there's a lot of people out there that go through their own battles. There's a lot of conditions or situations that they find themselves in that they've never asked for, and they find themselves in that they've got to struggle against. And what we're looking to do is to try and figure out a way to help them through it. And what we've done is create a new medical garment that makes it easier for them to bypass all these IV drips and when they're connected to all these machines. But it's also about that feeling you get by wearing a superhero costume. I see you dressed up in a costume today. There's a few other costume entertainers here. And it's just about taking on that persona of the superhero and about, you know, feeling a little bit different when you're faced with the adversity that you're up against.
Yeah. I think you feel amazing, actually, because I feel like I can run fast, even though I can't, Jason. Okay. So for everybody out there, I am dressed as a Flash at the moment. Now, Jason, I'm really impressed with everybody that's come on board today. Mm. You've got some amazing sponsors that have come on board, jumped on board, and helped donate towards this cause. Do you want to share just a couple of names of some of the...
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you've ever wanted to see a community come together, down to Castle Hill RSL.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just by putting up a post in a few of the Facebook groups, in particular the Hills District Dads, they have been phenomenal in terms of helping us. All these dads have put their hands up to come out and help. Today we've got Infinity Dental Care and Beyond Infinity Dental. These are your local to the Hills area dentists. And the whole crew's here, they're helping us pack. We've got a company called Bite Size, which has come down. They make these awesome little cookies that you get with your coffees in the morning.
I want one, by the way. I'm having a coffee soon.
They're fantastic, you know, especially for the level of work that we're facing today. And they're helping us pack them.
Yeah.
You know, I think what makes today a bit special is, you know, a lot of people, they tend to say when they support charities, well, we don't know where the money's going. Yeah. Well, you can see it.
Yeah.
You're here. You're helping us pack them. These are going to end up in the hands of a child currently in a hospital bed. And I think it's very special to have everybody involved. The atmosphere is fantastic.
Definitely. Amazing. Now, you've also got, I know there's Euroverk as well. There's Commonwealth Bank that's come on board. There's Castle Hills RSL.
Yep.
There's, which one, Money Made?
Yes.
Guardian Realty.
We've got all these people. So we've broken these packing into sessions because there's just so many people that have put their hand up to help. When we all want to give them the opportunity to help us pack, but it also needs to be packed in a controlled way. So straight after this morning session, we've got another packing session where we're going to have the people that you've mentioned. You know, we've got the awesome people from Pro Metal Engineering coming along. We've had a few dads as well that own small businesses. You've got SB Finance. You've got all these people that I think you're going to interview as well today. And it's just great to get their perspective because people from all different aspects, different industries, different careers are coming together today to help people going up against the, you know, adversity and what they have to face.
Definitely. Mm. Now, one thing I want to say is you've started this and there's a story behind why you started this. You want to share with us?
Absolutely. It's never easy to talk about because it takes me down memory lane. But we all have our own stories, as you know, D Minor. So the story of the Super T started with my little girl who's here today. She's playing in the playground. And she, after her first birthday, she was diagnosed with a rare cancer. She got sick very quick. We took it to the hospital. It took them 4 days of testing, and they tested everything. And they set us down, and a very serious conversation was held where they said, look, she's very unwell. She was diagnosed with a condition called histiocytosis. 1 in 80,000 kids get this. So if you were to fill up Bankwest Stadium, you still wouldn't get to her. And I had to ask that question a lot of parents would ask in a situation like that. What are her chances of beating it? And she had tumors all over her body. And they told me straight. They said she's got a big fight and we'll give her a 20% chance of survival. And I'm absolutely blessed to still have this little girl today. I mean, it's been 3 years of fighting. I'm saying whatever could go wrong went wrong, but she still fought through it. And when I noticed how hard it was for her to get through this journey, me feeling like a helpless, useless dad, I had to find a way to help her. And it was really that the super tea, if anything, is an idea born out of desperation as well as innovation. I just wanted to find a way to help her. And I noticed how hard it was to change her, especially when these kids are on chemotherapy, they're immune compromised. Cleanliness, hygiene is such an important thing. And to be able to change their top when they throw up from the chemo, they make a mess when they have something to eat. There's not much to do in a hospital bed. Yeah. And I tried absolutely everything, every way possible that you can make a hospital garment with the help of nurses, with the help of other parents, with the help of my friend. We were able to bring this out in June 2018. And since then, we've helped thousands of kids and we're nationwide now.
I love what you're doing. Absolutely love. Amazed. Do you have a question for Jason? At all?
Yeah.
Lay it on me.
I guess, man, it's a great story. I know that it's very hard to be able to, turning pain into something is an incredible thing. But I guess, how do you stay motivated?
We have this thing called the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the only way I can explain it, and I'm sure you'll get this with the work that you do as well. For us, there's a child in a hospital bed. They've been there for quite a while. It's boring. Time goes very slow in a hospital bed. And then all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door, and that child looks up, and they see all these superheroes. They see Iron Man. They see The Flash, as we have today. They see Wonder Woman, all these superheroes, and they've come to meet this child, which is their superhero. And their jaw drops, their eyes widen. That's what I call the moment, because it's that moment where that child in that particular time feels like a superhero because we've gifted them with their own costume. So if anything, I want more of those moments.
Yeah.
That's what keeps them motivated.
Okay. Love that.
Excellent. I want to say thank you so much, Jason. Thank you, D-Miner. What we're going to do is, if people want to jump on board, I've got a bit of a pledge out there. If people want to jump on board and support you, where can they go and support your cause?
Absolutely. Well, if you're available today, being a local radio station, please come down to Casio Aristel. I mean, we're so thankful to have their support. They've been fantastic with lending us their venue today. And it's a very superhero-themed event today. Or you can jump on supertea.org.au. And with you being able to help a child, we'll be able to get these to them. I want them to get to these parents for free. I don't want them to have to pay for it. So if you can help us, $45 is the cost of a super tea. It comes in a gift pack. It's a bit of an experience. So if you can head to our website, that's supertea.org.au, and you'll be able to help us there.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you
so much, Dee.
Thank you very much.
Alive 90.5.